from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, topping our report this hour. Restoration crews have been working quickly since strong thunderstorms knocked out power for about 100,000 JCP&L customers, 100,000 customers at its peak Thursday night. The utility brought that number down to about 16,000 by this hour, according to utility spokesman Chris Honing.
We've got our full complement of crews out working. We are going to bring some resources down from northern New Jersey as well to help out in central. The damage is largely centered in Monmouth County.
Honing says 220 mutual aid contractors came in to help restore power. The utility will post general restoration times for each municipality on its website. New Jersey news brought to you by Casino Pier and Breakwater Beach in Seaside Heights. They have deals and discounts all summer long. Check out CasinoPier.com to get details for specials on ride wristbands, water park admission, eat, putt, and play, and more. Know before you go, get more family fun this summer. The last American hostage freed by Hamas is finally home in New Jersey. Tenafly resident Edon Alexander returned home to hundreds of people along the streets of the Bergen County town. Alexander smiled and high-fived members of the crowd from a limousine as people waved Israeli flags and welcome signs.
This is truly, you know, a miracle, and we're so thrilled for his family.
It's been really terrifying. You're waiting for him to come home, but now that he's back, I'm very happy.
Alexander had been held by Hamas for 584 days after being captured during Hamas's attack on Israel in October 2023. And the American College of Cardiology says weight loss drugs should be used earlier and not after, requiring patients to first try healthier lifestyle changes. In major trials, these GLP-1 drugs have been shown to reduce cardiovascular events, improve heart failure symptoms, and help manage fatty liver disease. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. A pretty quiet day for stocks to end the week. Aflac says it's identified suspicious activity on its network in the U.S. that may impact Social Security numbers and other personal information, calling the incident part of a cybercrime campaign against the insurance industry. The campaign company said that the intrusion was stopped, quote, within hours. On Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow was up about 35 points at 42,206. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Heating up for the weekend, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Our big weather headline here is New Jersey's first heat wave of the year coming up early next week. It's going to be a doozy. Technically, our rain chances this weekend aren't zero, but any shower activity will be brief and isolated. Let's enjoy a nice summery night here with partly cloudy skies. Lows dip into the upper 60s. And tomorrow looks good. Warmer than today, upper 80s to around 90 with a mix of sun and clouds. Sunday's going to be hot and becoming more humid with mostly sunny skies, highs in the lower to mid 90s, and it only gets worse as dangerous heat builds in for early next week. Blazing sunshine Monday, thermometers reach the upper 90s, the heat index well over 100 degrees. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Morristown 82, Ewing 83, Turnersville 82, fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.